Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I know we're hopefully all paying attention to what's happening, not just in Houston, the fourth largest city and market in America. I didn't even realize that till the other day. And not just in Houston, but all around Texas, especially along the coast, obviously. And Hurricane Harvey, which has obviously been downgraded, but has dumped 30 inches of rain and could dump up to 50. 11 trillion gallons of water dumped on the city of Houston alone. And I was just looking at it on the radar screen, and from South Texas along the coast all the way over to the panhandle of Florida. This is something we need to be engaged in, praying about, and giving to. So we're going to go to two of the best relief organizations in America. And number one, of course, Samaritan's Purse, who's run by Franklin Graham. And we've got this just all came together thanks to my buddy Danny, who works with Samaritan's Purse here in North Carolina. But Kristen Koning, who's the assistant program manager for Samaritan's Purse, we're going to get an update. Kristen, thanks for calling in today. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. So we'll just take us into your world and what Samaritan's Purse is doing there in Texas. And thank you for your service to Samaritans and everybody else that you guys help.
Absolutely. We arrived here in Victoria, Texas yesterday. Immediately when we got in here, we saw the devastation. Trees down over the roads on houses. A lot of wind damage. There were some minimal flooding. We are expecting rivers to continue to rise through Wednesday and further flooding to occur. We are set up here in Victoria and are sending assessment teams out this afternoon, and we'll be sending work teams out tomorrow to do mud outs of houses, cut trees from yards, and tarp roofs with temporary tarps.
Yeah, and so how massive is the need? Because I'm looking right now on to see where Victoria, Texas is, which is obviously kind of south and west of Houston, but there along the coast. And I don't want any of us to forget what's all happened along the coast. Obviously, all the attention's on Houston right now because of the flooding, but just how massive is the need, and especially how can we help, Kristen? How can we pray for you guys, and how can we give?
The need is great. This is a catastrophic event, to be sure. From Corpus Christi to Houston and east of Houston, there are great needs, food and water, other supplies for sure. For us, number one, you can be praying, not only for us, but for the survivors of this hurricane, just for their continued safety. And so pray for the survivors. Also pray for us, just that we would be able to go in and help the people that are in such great need effectively and with God's love.
Yeah, because you have, that's the interesting thing about Samaritan's Purse, and I'm going to be talking to our friends at the North American Mission Board, is you go in and you got to deal with the immediate needs of everybody, but it's also a spiritual encounter too. And I know that's right at the heart of what Samaritan's Purse is doing. And so how do you guys kind of blend that together?
Absolutely. Again, as you mentioned, our work here, our physical work is very, very important. We want to, again, let people know that they're not alone. But even more than that, we understand that there is a spiritual aspect and an emotional aspect that we want to take care of for these homeowners that have been devastated. So we do that. We send our team leaders out there, and they are able to talk. We also have Billy Graham Evangelistic Association chaplains working alongside of us, and they as well are able to minister to the people in great need.
Now, are you guys, you're concentrating, obviously, there in Victoria, which is just a little bit north of Corpus Christi, pretty close to the coast. Is Samaritan's Purse going to be moving in, doing any operations in the Houston area?
That's a possibility. We have this site set up in Victoria, but we are definitely looking at and monitoring other situations to have other of our disaster relief units respond to other places. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how do you decide where to go? Because you've got the federal level, you got FEMA, you got state level, you have a local, county, and city. So Kristen, how did Samaritan's Purse decide to plop down in Victoria, and how do you kind of calculate your moves? Because there's so many other groups there all trying to work and help the folks in Texas.
Steve, that's a great question. Number one, first and foremost, is we pray about it. Before we go anywhere, we pray for God's guidance and leadership and in where we go, where He wants us to be. And He has always been faithful to do that, to lead us to a place that we are able to help out. We are also working with emergency managers in the areas and coordinating with other groups to determine where the greatest needs are, where there are areas that have not received assistance yet, and we will work to make sure that they do receive the assistance that they need.
And is food and water and shelter and blankets, things like that, is that the top of the list right now, Kristen?
Obviously, there's a great need for that. As far as what we do, however, tarping roofs and taking care of tree work trees that have fallen on homes, mudding out homes. Our greatest need is volunteer work, is manpower, boots on the ground. So if you have any listeners that would like to volunteer, they are welcome to come and stay overnight with us if they are from outside of Victoria. And they can go to our website at SamaritansPurse.org to receive all the information that they need to volunteer with us.
Yeah, Monday morning, I mean, the FEMA director, the administrator, Brock Long, said more than 450,000 Texans will need disaster assistance, relief in the wake of the storm, and especially there along the coast. I mean, we've all seen the devastation, houses utterly destroyed, and now you're just trying to save what's salvageable, right?
That is correct, yes. And as far as mudding out homes, I mean, removing everything that's wet to prevent mold, that's going to be very important in the recovery process for these homeowners.
And how long do you think you'll have boots on the ground? Like, people that want to come volunteer, and I've known people for years that have gone to volunteer with Samaritan's Purse and other groups, but they're not talking days or weeks. They're talking months down in Texas.
Very possibly. You know, we are here until everyone has received assistance. So at this point in time, we don't have a deadline. We have no dates at which we will leave. We are just here right now focusing on the homeowners. But yes, it does look like it will be a fairly long-term recovery process
okay.
In weeks and possibly months.
Excellent. Well, I'm driving everybody to the SamaritansPurse.org. Kristen Koning, Assistant Program Manager at Samaritan's Purse. Thanks for joining us and for the update today.
Thank you so much, Steve. Take care.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. And we'll hear from somebody at the North American Mission Board. This is the kind of the domestic arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, who has an incredible disaster relief team. David Melber, the vice president of that, will be calling in next. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio with everything going on in Texas and the flooding in Houston. I want to make sure we devote most of the show today to that, to not just talking about it and some stories that I've dug up. And because we're made in God's image, we are capable of doing some amazing things. And oftentimes all we see in the news is the nasty stuff. But there's amazing stories going on down in Texas and in Houston. And the devastation is massive. It's 30 inches of rain so far. They're talking it could go over 50. The storm is still down there. The rain is stretching from the coast of South Texas all the way over almost to the panhandle of Florida. And then some people in FEMA said Texas has never seen an event like this. So we're talking 500,000 people at least displaced. It could be permanently loss of homes and everything else. So we want to make sure we're talking to people that are right in the middle of it. One of those is I'm a Southern Baptist. Many of you know that. And I have many friends at the North American Mission Board, which is kind of the domestic wing of the Southern Baptist Convention. They have an unbelievably effective disaster relief arm inside the North American Mission Board. David Melber is the Vice President of Relief at NAM, and he joins us today. David, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Mi casa, su casa. It's the least that I can do. So kind of give us an update on a lot of people listening in the different states that we're on. David might not be real familiar with NAM or your relief arm. So just tell us about that real quick, and then we'll dive right into what you guys are doing and how we can help.
Yeah, sure. Well, our relief arm is called Send Relief, and it's basically all the Mercy and Compassion initiatives within the North American Mission Board. We address things like poverty, refugees, internationals, human trafficking, and disaster relief is a part of that as well. And, of course, that's what's front and center for everybody right now with what's going on in Texas and soon to be Louisiana as well.
And what do you guys like? Because how do you mobilize? I was talking to a gal from Samaritan's Purse in the first segment, but how do you mobilize and decide where to go? Trying to balance that and your abilities and the manpower and the money at your disposal, thank you, Lord, with what's going on at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. How do you kind of figure out where to go?
Well, I tell you, almost it can be overwhelming in a case like this. As I was listening earlier, you know, this storm didn't leave like the typical hurricane. It continues to rain, and we even just finished a call here shortly ago about just when we're going to be able to get access into areas like Houston, and those dates continue to get pushed back. So as far as where we'll go, I mean, at this point, it's going to be where we can get, and, you know, that will change and evolve over these coming weeks, but right now, it's just so limited on where you can get in because they're still doing search and rescue. And as long as that's going on, relief agencies and entities like SIN Relief and Disaster Relief, we're not able to get in until the people are rescued and safe and the water starts to sink.
Yeah, and so what will be the plan for the relief folks at the North American Mission Board as we move forward?
Okay, so right now what we're doing, we're asking people basically do three things. Pray. We need your prayers right now. Pray for those that are in harm's way. You can participate as far as we've got an online portal that you can sign up and basically get in the queue to be able to be deployed as the needs become available based on when we can access Texas. So you can go to nam.net/Harvey, enter your information, get in the queue as a volunteer. And then there's also ways that you can give. I mean, right now their needs are just overwhelming for people with food, clothing, and shelter. And you can text SIND Relief to 41444 and be able to make a donation that way as well. So pray, participate, and provide. That's what we're telling people to do. And if you are anxious to go to Texas, there's going to be plenty of opportunities, not only just here within the next week to 10 days, but I mean, they're really projecting this will go on for years, the recovery from the devastation of this storm.
Yeah, I think most of us, David, remember just how bad it was with Katrina. And obviously, this is going to be the same size event, the same type of longevity, unfortunately, just absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah, the text I saw first when I made a donation to your guys' efforts, I saw that send relief. So you text the word altogether, send relief. Two, the number you put in, like a phone number, is 41444, and that'll just initiate on
Correct.
Your phone, and you can donate that way. So once you guys can get in there, what's usually the focus for the relief folks at NAM?
We will be doing everything from initially feeding and helping just people with their basic needs, clothing, water, food, and shelter. And then as things begin to dry out, our efforts will turn toward their homes. How do we help people get back into their homes? This is going to displace so many people into, honestly, kind of long-term sheltering before their homes can get repaired. We'll have workers that will come in and gut the inside of those homes, the carpet and the drywall and insulation up to whatever the flood level is, and get their homes where they're ready to be rebuilt so that we can get people back in their homes.
Yeah, and that process, like Katrina, how long were people from NAM working there in Louisiana during the Katrina nightmare?
Well, you know, it's interesting, even after the flooding that took place, you know, last year in Louisiana, you know, a lot of people say really Katrina relief efforts were still going on even last year. And, you know, this storm is, we just got off a situation call here just less than 30 minutes ago, and they're already starting evacuations in parts of southwest Louisiana, anticipating the rain that's coming there as well. So they're going to be hit yet again in that state. With just you know, the flooding and just all the aftermath of that.
Any special requirements just in terms of people that want to volunteer? Because I've known my fellow brothers in Christ here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at some of the Southern Baptist churches I've been at, and that doesn't matter whether you're Southern Baptist or not to come and volunteer and be a part of it. But that just go and they go and they go, and it's amazing. But are there any special requirements, or do I just need to be able-bodied and willing to go?
I tell you, in this response, we will take able bodies that are willing to go there and make a difference. And we have some positions that are unique. There's certain credentialing that has to go on. We're going to be helping to staff some of these large shelters and do child care. So there's certain requirements for our volunteers that are caring for kids. But even if you've never been on a volunteer mission trip, even if you've never been through any kind of specific training, there would be a pathway for you to get involved here and for you to come and just be the hands and feet of Christ and be able to share the gospel with people that have just been through a devastating situation.
Yeah, and that's I've been involved with some of this and talked to some friends that have been doing it for years. And you have to be very delicate and aware and Holy Spirit led, because you know if you show up and somebody's they've lost everything, you need to put your hands to the grindstone and be serving them and helping them and then waiting on the Lord to provide that moment when you can pray with people and even have an opportunity to share the gospel. That's got to be a big challenge.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I think our volunteers do so well. They're sensitive. They're anxious to share their faith, but just knowing that someone's been through just a tragedy like this, you do follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and so many of those conversations are initiated by one of these, that were a victim of this, that they just said, I don't understand why this would happen, and it makes me question what is life about, and, the Lord opens up doors for us to be able to have those gospel conversations in very unique and special ways.
Yeah, that's incredible, and we praise God for that despite the devastation and the destruction and the loss and the heartbreak that occurs. Again, what's the website, David, that people can go to find out about giving and serving?
Yes, go to NAMB, it's NAMB for North American Mission Board .net and then /Harvey. And you'll be able to find out information about how you can get involved, how specifically you can pray, and how you can give to this catastrophe that's hit so many in our country.
Amen. David Melber, thank you so much for being with us. I'll be in contact with you again, and we'll get some updates regularly.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you very much. We sure appreciate your prayers on that.
You're welcome. All right, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you again real soon. Okay, friends, we'll be right back.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on. Show the people.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Appreciative. Just thank the Lord that we were able to get in touch. These are two of the best relief organizations in America, especially from a faith-based perspective. Samaritan's Purse and then the North American Mission Board, their relief organizations. I've donated to both of them on behalf of the Noble family earlier today. So you know I've got skin in the game. I'm not going to just tell you to do it, not do it myself. So that's why we're talking about it. I've got some Harvey by the numbers, just information like this is just heartbreaking. And like the rescue type stuff is handled by the official authorities, local, state. The entire Texas National Guard has been mobilized. Everybody's saying Texas has never seen a weather event, a disaster like this. I'm sure that's true. And so the needs are just massive. And it's just heartbreaking to see what's going on down there. So we are just trying to do our part to help out as much as possible, so sharing information so that you can sign up to volunteer at some point when that becomes an option, and getting into these groups that I've mentioned earlier, SamaritansPurse.org, you can go there. That's easy enough, and I put these links on the Facebook page already, facebook.com/C2A Radio. So if you're newer to the show, every time I say C2A, I'm just referencing the name of the show and the name of the ministry, Call to Action. C-A-L-L-E-D, the number 2, and the word action all rammed together. So when we shorten it, it's just the letter C, the number 2, the letter A. So facebook.com/ C2A Radio, and that lands you on our radio page where we're doing Facebook Live right now. So I put the links up there. I share stories there and some other insights. So it's really become a portal. We've got a little over 100,000 people on there now, and we've really been working on building that audience. And why do you want to build a bigger audience? Because I'm an egomaniac? No, I mean, believe me, I struggle with my ego and my pride, probably most likely like you and everybody else. So it's not why we're doing it. It's like, hey, do you want to reach less people, the same amount of people, or more people with the truth of God's word, with an overlaying of scripture onto the daily lives that we all experience? Do you want to reach less people, the same amount of people, or more people with the gospel and with a good Christian witness, a blending to the best of our ability and supernatural help from the Holy Spirit, both truth and grace? We want to reach more. I mean, it'd be stupid and a dereliction of duty and unloving, quite frankly, to just kind of settle to just say, well, we'll just reach who we can reach. No, we put a little effort into it. We come together more. We throw our shoulders to the same plow. You give financially to support something like this radio platform, and we grow and we reach more people. I mean, that's why we're left here. To make an impact on the world around us, we are ambassadors, the scripture says. Ambassadors, as if pleading as if God is pleading through us to come to Christ. And that's ultimate. And then discipleship. So we're trying to be a curious, winsome witness to the lost, because there's at least 25% of radio listeners, Christian radio listeners, aren't churchgoers. Because it's safe. You may be just kind of kicking the tires. You have an interest in Christianity. You're not really convinced. And most of the time, you know, you hear great teaching. That's wonderful. There's that all over Christian radio. I love that too. Christian talk, in my humble opinion, is mostly kind of, well, lame. I don't think it's very entertaining. I think it's too easy to typecast. It's just a bunch of angry evangelicals who hate homosexuals and blah, 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 blah. Now, some of that we deserve and some of it we don't. But a lot of it isn't very entertaining, and I just don't think it's very effective at reach. I mean, the average age for Christian radio listeners, if they're listening to Christian talk radio, I mean, it's just older. We're not reaching younger people. So, you know, I firmly believe, and my board does too, that God has positioned us in a certain way. It's kind of like Esther for such a time as this. So we're trying to reach more people, not less, which is why we're going to be bringing up the Sacred Cow Killers program and things like that. And especially like today, when we have this terrible tragedy that's hit in Houston and all over Texas, we can't forget that this is ravaging the whole coast of Texas, not just Houston, but Houston, the fourth largest city in America. I didn't know that. Did you? The fourth largest. And so that's why we talked to Kristen Koning from the Samaritan's Purse, and we talked to David Melber, who's from the Relief's arm of the North American Mission Board, which is part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And those, and a couple ways to give there. I just want to remind you, Samaritan's Purse, just go to SamaritansPurse.org, SamaritansPurse.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see a big splash for Harvey. And you can sign up there to give or to sign up to volunteer at the appropriate time. And if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio, my buddy Danny, who works with Samaritan's Purse, was kind enough to put the link on there for volunteering. The link is on there for giving. So Samaritan's Purse, which does an excellent job with financial accountability, they spend, I think it's about 94% of everything that comes in on the actual needs in the North American Mission Board. Send Relief does the same thing. So you can go to that website as well. It's just NAMB.net/Harvey. And that will land you on a page. And if you're a Southern Baptist, you know, that one might be more appealing to you, but they're both awesome. Or here's another way. This is easy. This is the way I donated some money to the North American Mission Board earlier today. Just text the word, just put it all together, send relief. Send relief. That's like your message in your text, and you send it to, this would be like the phone number, 41444. So just grab your phone right now, pull off the highway, wherever you're at, you're sitting at home, wherever you're listening, even listening to a podcast later. Believe me, they're going to have needs for years here. So just text the word, your message is send relief, all run together like it's one word, send relief to, this would be like the phone number, 41444, send. That's all you got to do. And then you'll get a message back with a little link, and that's how you can go give. It's super easy. So just a reminder here, I found this article on Fox Business. Harvey by the numbers. Okay, between Friday and Sunday, some areas along the Texas Gulf Coast received as much as 30 inches of rain. Weather services warn that before the storm clears out, some areas could cumulative receive as much as 50 inches of rain. In Houston alone, try to get your mind around this. Already they've received 11 trillion gallons of rain on Houston, which is the fourth largest city in America. That gives you an idea of the type of devastation. At least 5 people have died as a result of Harvey that we know so far. On Monday morning, FEMA Administrator Brock Long said that more than 450,000 Texans will need disaster assistance relief in the wake of the storm. And by the way, the other states, Alabama and Louisiana to the east, are susceptible too to these types of problems because it's continuing to move slowly and pick up more rain. It's just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. Rescue efforts. As many as 346 roads are closed due to high water, according to local traffic aggregator. At least 15 states are sending first response teams to Texas, including New York and California. Gas prices. So outages have already caused gas prices to hit a 2-year high. Texas boasts a refining capacity of more than 5.6 million barrels per day. About 16% of that capacity has been taken out due to the storm. So we're looking at gas prices going up by probably as much as 25 cents, which none of us should be complaining about that. Rescue efforts. While wind damage insurance claims alone could reach as high as $6 billion, according to Associated Press, flooding costs could be even larger. And people in Houston, think about this. People in Houston, most of them, they haven't had this kind of issue before. So who has flood insurance? I don't have flood insurance. Do you? Most people don't have flood insurance. So all of a sudden you lose everything. Let's just think about it. Put it into your context. The house you live in right now. All your stuff. Everything in there. You get 30 inches of rain. Then you get a total of 50 inches of rain. And let's say you've got rain, water, up to the top ceiling of the first floor. Your house is toast. Maybe you've been in it a year. Maybe you've been in it 15 years. Odds are you have a big mortgage. All your stuff, your computers, your clothes, everything. And you don't have flood insurance. You have homeowner's insurance. But you didn't ever think there would be a need for flood insurance, so you don't have that. Everything's gone. Poof. Can't call State Farm. Can't call whoever. Mutual of Omaha. I don't care whoever it is. It's not covered because it's destroyed by flood. So now you've lost everything. Now check this one out. Now talk about maybe your job too. The longer the recovery effort takes, this is from this article in Fox News Business, the less likely it is that the area's small businesses will survive the economic damage. Former Joint Task Force Katrina Commander Russell Honore told Fox Business that about 40% of small businesses won't survive this type of natural disaster, which means 40% of small businesses won't survive, which means all of their employees, toast. The jobs are gone. And we all know small business is the job generator in America. It's not the big major corporations. It's small business. And so this devastation is just horrific, and it's only going to get worse. But I did find a few stories here and there that I would want to share that was some good news before we run out of time here. Did you see the picture of these older people in a rest home and the water's like up to their waist sitting in their recliners and in a wheelchair kind of stuff? That's real. I thought that's fake. No, that's real. And somebody was tweeting that out, hoping they would get help. And thank the Lord, one of the good sides of social media, because other people started retweeting it, those people were rescued a few hours later in a retirement home. I mean, it's crazy. This one guy, a news organization was there, and this guy pulls up, and he's got his boat on the back of his trailer, and he's pulling up the end of the highway there outside of Houston where the water all of a sudden gets up, and they just get over to him. They're like, hey, are you guys jumping in to help out? The reporter asked him. Yes, sir, the man replied. Well, what are you going to do? The reporter followed up. I'm going to try to save some lives, the guy responded, and got to work. I mean, that's a great reflection of the Imago Dei, of the image of God. It just is. Now, we can turn around and do horrible things, too. But most people are decent people. And that was great. I was watching a CBS Houston reporter sees a trucker trapped by flooding. She's able to, God, this is just God's grace. A cop car with one of those swamp boats comes by on this overpass. She waves them over, shows them the trucker stuck in the 10-foot deep water along the road on the other side of the overpass. And they go down to the bottom of the highway, throw that boat in, and rescue the guy. There's story after story after story. A priest going around celebrating Mass and helping people trying to find survivors in his kayak. Thank you, Lord, for all of that. We'll be right back. Okay, I didn't know if we were going to be able to get this call in. I've got my good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. We're going to do a Money Monday update here in just a minute. But Stu Epperson, who, of course, is the founder of the Truth Radio Network and the base of operations for Call to Action Radio and a good friend of mine. That's how I got on radio in the first place, was Stu Epperson and Truth Radio all the way back in 2007. So if you don't like me, blame Stu, but I'm not going to hold it against his friend. I believe we have Brian's calling in down from the Houston area. Brian, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Good. Thank you. The better question is, how are you? And we don't have a lot of time, but I appreciate you calling. And just kind of, Brian, if you would, just tell us where you live and kind of take us into your world and what you're experiencing down there right now.
Yeah, I'm at Bay Area Church. We're on the southeast side of Houston. We service League City, Friendswood, Clear Lake, and sorry.
It's all right.
We're facing some pretty massive devastation. So the good thing is God is watching over us, and mostly it's people's homes. Which is devastating enough, but I'm watching as neighbors are taking care of neighbors, churches are opening shelters, people are getting in boats and jet skis and rescuing people. So the first responders are awesome, the Coast Guard is awesome, but just your average Joe is in the mix at this point. So it's a harried deal.
Oh my goodness. What's your neighborhood like, Brian, in your home?
Actually, right where I am is a place called Nassau Bay, Texas, right across from Johnson Space Center. And my street is dry, or dry-ish. My house is dry, but on both ends of it, it's flooded. Certainly, we probably have, I hate to throw out numbers, but we have dozens of homes devastated in my particular community of Nassau Bay, Texas. In our congregation, we have, I'm going to say, hundreds of people impacted by flooding over the last 3 days. So,
did any of you have any idea, Brian, that it could be this bad?
No. All of us, if you've lived in Houston for a long time, you deal with Gulf storms and hurricanes and all that, and we've had bad ones. But this rain event has been, you've probably heard on TV or the radio, an 800-year event. I mean, nobody's seen anything like this, so it's blowing everybody's mind for sure, and I'm not even sure what the next few months are going to hold. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably an understatement. But why don't you just tell us real quick, Brian? How can we pray for you and for your church staff and the people at your church? And then share with us too what the church website is, because I already went there earlier today. I know you guys are right on the ground and trying to help people directly. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah. So we've been running a shelter for people that are flooded out in our church, and that's just been a great opportunity to demonstrate the gospel. Moving forward, our church is really going to be, after the storm stops, all about relief. We're trying to partner with Southern Baptist Disaster Relief and also Samaritan's Purse, whichever one will be able to get here first. And we're just going to be about helping our neighbor. It's going to be a lot of sheetrock ripping and helping people get ready to rebuild. Our church website is bayarea.church. We are receiving funds from all over the place at bayarea.church/Harvey, and all those funds go directly to helping people with rescue and relief right now and getting them ready to rebuild later, specifically to be used in Friendswood, League City, and Clear Lake.
Yeah,
and I appreciate your time.
Well, Brian, I'm gonna put you on hold. Talk to Howard again. I want to make sure he gets your cell number and your contact number. I'd like to stay in touch, and then you can keep us updated because we're on not just here in North Carolina, but six other states, and we want to tell as many people. And since you're right there on the front lines, we want to help you as much as we can.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling in. We'll be praying for you, and hopefully, I'm sure most of us will make a donation to try to help out. I'm going to put you on hold and talk to Howard real quick and give him your cell number, and I'll make sure we stay in touch.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you. And let's go over to our good friend David Fisher. David, sorry about that delay right there. We've been dealing with the Hurricane Harvey stuff all day on the show, and Brian's right there in the midst of it, and he's a pastor like you used to be. Brian was a youth pastor, and he's right there in Houston, so we wanted to get an update from him. How are you doing?
Absolutely. We got to hear what's happening to our brothers and sisters in our world, and that's what it's all about. I'm doing fine, thank you for asking, but my heart goes out to the people of Texas, specifically where Brian lives in his neighborhood.
Yeah, just heartbreaking. I was talking to a representative from Samaritan's Purse earlier, as well as the North American Mission Board. Actually, Brian just mentioned both of those folks. And it's just devastating. We're not talking about weeks or months. We're talking about years here. So it's something we all need to be paying attention to. Well, let's dive right into our Money Monday update. And again, thanks for being willing to delay there for a couple minutes. But let's go real quick to Genesis 12. You got that one today for our biblical application. Let's start there, and then we'll move on.
Genesis 12, 2 and 3, verse 2, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. You know, one of the reasons I chose this is, you know, sometimes we can talk about all the challenges America faces, and, you know, we've talked about from a financial standpoint. This is a physical one now with Hurricane Harvey, which is, you know, bigger than Katrina, they're saying, and that was $50 billion. But God still, so I don't want to make light of our problems and cause us to say, you know, we're not a blessed nation. We are a blessed nation, Steve. And, you know, both you and I have traveled abroad. We've seen what other countries were is like living there, and God truly has blessed our country. Doesn't mean that we don't have challenges financially, and we don't take care of certain things that we should be taking care of, we're ignoring, but we do have challenges, but we are still, at the end of the day, God has blessed our country.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, let's jump across the pond and you help us keep track of the banking world and the finance world, and it doesn't just need to focus on America. It needs to look around the globe because we're such a globalized economy now. But the European Central Bank president said something on Friday that we need to go know about. So what happened there?
Well, Mario Draghi, didn't do anything in his verbiage to upset European investors at Jackson Hole, which is a conference that also Janet Yellen was speaking at. He had much anticipated speech coming, but he didn't direct any monetary issues. Europe is about 5 years behind us, Steve. They're doing what we did 5 years ago. They're expanding their monetary system, doing quantitative easing. But Draghi's message was specifically focused on the benefits of free trade, financial regulations, and he clearly challenged President Trump's warning about the banking system. And so it was mostly a positive speech in the assessment of the EU economy.
Yeah, and jumping over here on the domestic side, David, what about Janet Yellen? I know there's some things that what she did say that we need to be concerned with, but you notice, and I think you wanted to bring this up, there's something that she didn't say that she should have. What was that?
Well, they've been talking in the past about interest rates and also the Fed's balance sheet, and they didn't even say a thing about that, which kind of investors were throwing a loop, a curveball with that. She's clearly steered away from that, just like Draghi did. But what she did talk about was the Dodd-Frank Act, and she was addressing President Trump and also J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, how they're wanting to take away some of the things from from the Dodd-Frank law that made and brought protection to the financial system and brought security. What I'm referring to is the Volcker Rule, which was put into place where banks were not allowed to use depositors' money for leveraging, which is what brought down the system in 2008. President Donald Trump and J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon want to lift that rule to create more business development. And Yellen talked against that, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, and then what was that the biggest concern from her comments, or were there any other comments that she made that are alarming to you as an expert in this field?
Well, we talked about this before. She said this 2 months ago. She said there will not be a crisis, financial crisis, in my lifetime. In her speech on Friday, she says we can never be sure of when the new crisis will occur. So she's I'm trying to figure out what she means.
I think she should run for Congress and just get it over with.
She's acting more like a politician than a Fed chairman.
Yeah. And how does what's the market doing in reaction to her comments and the things that she should have said but didn't?
Well, you know, the market didn't like what she said because they're waiting for her to say what Fed policy is going to be, when they're going to unravel the balance sheet and when they're going to start raising rates again. She didn't comment on that. So stocks are down just a little bit. Gold shot up. We broke through a resistance level. I said we were going to do this year. It did it today. Gold is up $18 or 1.46%. Silver is up 2.2%. So the metal markets are up huge today on the coattails of Yellen's comments and also the drag that's probably going to affect the economy and the spending on the government to fix the aftermath of the Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it's just going to cause billions and billions, hundreds, yeah, maybe $100 billion, according to FEMA. So
yeah, and that's why, like, when we talk to David Fisher and like the information that's available from David and his staff, it's so important to try to deal with the crazy market fluctuations and what's going on in our world. That's why when we talk to David, just dealing with precious metals. And now as somebody that uses, you know, we use them now in our investment portfolio now too, that balancing out. But a great resource you can get from Landmark Capital, He Who Holds the Gold Makes All the Rules, brand new free newsletter. Go to landmarkgold.com or give him a call right now at 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882. David Fisher, always great to hear from you. Next Monday is Labor Day, but we'll do a full Money Monday the day after that, next Tuesday.
Sounds good to me, my brother.
Okay, my friend, thank you very much. As always, thanks for helping us out. Friends, let's keep praying for the people down there in Texas. Let's make sure we follow up on this information. I'll keep sharing it this week. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action. God willing, we'll talk soon.